Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
Football on off the ball.
Listen, I'm, you know, hopeful as anyone. You know, we're all working as hard as we can to, you know, go out and train and do really well. And, you know, whatever team the manager picks, you know, we all row in behind that. Whether we're playing or not playing, we need to be ready.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Drury gets over the line! Try from Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78. We're back after our break and we're here to talk about Munster not coming back after their break as they were well beaten by the Sharks in South Africa. We're going to discuss that in just a little bit. Ross going to look ahead to another big game in South Africa as Munster prepares to take on the Bulls this week. And we'll talk about, I suppose, about where Munster go from here. Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, joined by Fiona Hayes and Alan Quinlan. Guys, how are ye, rugby defeat by Munster aside at the weekend?
Well, we're both miserable because Liverpool lost as well. So it's been a tough weekend, and my own team, I coach, lost. So I've had quite a miserable weekend. But look, I suppose it is what it is. But certainly that Munster performance was so disheartening. The only hope is that it was so bad they're going to pull off something magical next weekend.
I love that, Fiona. You always look at the positive and everything. It's always fantastic. Mr. Quinlan, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm fine, Rory. Yeah. Obviously, the result was very disappointing. I think there's a lot of there's a big reaction to it, isn't there? Because you know, not getting a score. I think the manner of particularly the last few minutes, the way the Sharks scored three late tries, was very concerning and worrying. So, plenty to pick through and talk about, and there, you know, but other than that, I'm fine. We had a great Six Nations, so it was a great end to it for the under-20s, loads of Munster fellas on that under-20s team as well, and then the senior team obviously winning a triple crown. So that was a great weekend, but back with a bang this weekend, with a bad bang.
Yeah, we certainly were. 45-0 is how it finished. We'll get into the weeds and that in just a second. But like, the amount of comments that we've gotten in, Fiona, this week kind of just shows you, I suppose, how frustrated and annoyed Munster fans are after that performance.
Yeah, I think frustrating is the word. But yeah, I'll read through a few of them. And thanks again for sending them in, lads. I'll try and get them as much in as I can. Brian Lalor, a very sad week for Munster is all I can say. Keane McGibney, poor again at the set piece. I get that the Sharks would trouble a lot of sides in that form up front. The basics let Munster down. A huge performance needed against the Bulls on Saturday. More consistency needed ASAP. Over to the players now to produce a big display. Pat, it's the worst performance I've ever seen from a Munster team. I felt for the travelling supporters and I met a fair few that came from Ireland and the USA. I only travelled 20 minutes. It was brutal, all aspects. They need to front up against the Bulls after that mauling. No positives. Trevor said, gutted that the that Takis is seemingly leaving. That's Taki Abraham. Seems to be a load of lads whose contracts are up at the end of the season with no renewal notices yet. Hopefully the backroom is getting stocked up on the sly. Munster man, has there ever been a rugby team to have such a massive swing of momentum in the season? We started off so well, but if you told me the team at the start of the season is the same team you would see now, I never would have believed you. And I suppose this is one you can come in on, from Gavin McCarthy, Quinny. Very poor performance. I can't understand what Munster's style of play is.
Yeah, that's a fair observation, because at times I've struggled to understand what that style is. Obviously, if your platform and your set piece is struggling, it's difficult to keep hold of the ball and and build phases. I think the last number of years we've been enthused by the attack and the ability for Munster to get wide and bring in their loose forwards in the wider channels as well. So, yeah, I think the last, with Clayton McMillan coming in, I think there was a lot of hope that there'd be a bit more abrasiveness about the forward pack, a bit of a more of a ruthless edge, set a real high standard around your set piece and your contact and physical stakes. And, we can't keep referencing, but we can in some ways the Leinster game, that sort of fight intensity back in October. And, that was a really encouraging, positive kind of period because you think, really good start to the season, a couple of patchy, they got fortunate one or two, maybe Edinburgh and Cardiff, but it was all positive and you were starting to see a pattern of lots of changes in the squad. But at the moment, yeah, I think, you go back to the last game against Edinburgh 3 4 weeks ago and, a lot of frustration that game, a lot of turnovers, inaccuracies and stuff as well. So we've seen a pattern of really poor performances, and a lot of breakdown in attack and lack of continuity and a lot of unforced errors and set piece issues. So the proof is there. They've lost 8 of the last 12 games since, you go back to that. It started with that Stormers game back in, when was that, October? So, yeah, it's the style and the pattern comes from probably being able to win games, and you see it clearly. But I definitely see that there's the ambition is still there to try and get to width and try and keep the ball, but it's breaking down too often. And look, you can go through so many elements of the game last weekend, but players couldn't hold on to the ball in that first half. It's drop, knock on, inaccurate pass, turnover. So much, a lot of stuff is stopping any sort of flow or momentum. And really, you can get a clear vision of what a team is trying to do if you get to multi-phase. You can see the shape and them getting to edges and all that. Because we're not a team that can overpower people and stuff it up the jumper. Our maul is inefficient at times, most of the time. Our scrum doesn't dominate the opposition. We have lots of good abrasive loose forwards who can carry, but not to the point of overpowering opposition. So we have, Munster have to play with a in that way to try and keep the ball alive and with an intelligent kicking game as well. But yeah, it's all over the shop at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is. And look at some of the stats, Fiona, from that game as well. Not pleasant reading. I mean, like 40% line-out success and their own line-out success isn't going to win you games. 13 penalties conceded. And obviously the biggest one, like no points scored is the main thing really. But like overall, Fiona, just how bad was that? And like how do Munster get better?
Sorry,
Yeah,
before you
even.
answer that, it was November when the storm was the end of November. Sorry, I was put off there by the Irish International. So end of November to now has been a very patchy run.
So how do Munster get better, Fiona? What's going to happen? What's going on? It's the million dollar question.
I don't know. Even that aerial battle, I think, did 0 kicks retained was the stats on that as well. I mean, if you look at that, obviously they didn't kick as much as the Sharks. I think the Sharks kicked maybe 33 times, but they retained the ball a lot, 10 times. That aerial battle, we were absolutely blitzed in that as well. So it's just frustrating because you're talking about. Sometimes you come away from games and you're focusing on the set piece, but I felt every aspect of that game we were overpowered and lost every single battle. There wasn't one area where you said Munster were good at that, but this let them down. It was kind of that overall performance. So I don't even know where they go after that. I suppose you start with that win against Leinster, just what Quinny said, that grit, that aggression, that determination. They've got to find that for this next game because one of the people writing in wrote about there is a large group that have gone out to South Africa as well that have paid a lot of money to go and watch this team. And I suppose that's a non-negotiable, having that heart, having that passion, and just really trying to front up to South African teams. When you look at, if you look at the Sharks in general, so at scrum time, you were thinking, yes, they might be in trouble. I think they've won in the tournament so far. I think they've won 36 penalties just at scrum time. So that is an area, obviously, where they dominate. And then you have the likes of Oxenche and Cock coming off the bench, you know, so you know exactly what these guys can do. But certainly, I feel like it's back to, and this is boring to say, but they're going to have to go back to basics, ball retention, changing up how they attack, just getting those phases, whatever way they have to do that. And against South African teams, obviously it's going to be hard because you can't break them down. They're like a brick wall internally. But I just felt like we pulled the trigger too many times. We went wide. We didn't, our skill set let us down in those tip-ons. So they're going to have to either look at their depth around that to really retain in the ball and just trying to go back to that basic style of holding onto the ball and getting phases together, because there was something lacking. I mean, I don't know, Quinny, you can come into this as well. Like, if you're playing a game and you're constantly turning over the ball, 14 turnovers with tip-ons, losing the ball, terrible passes, maybe too wide, do you not change that up and tighten things up a little bit? I know against South African teams it's harder, but surely mid-game there's someone that stands up and say, lads, what's going on? Like, we've got to change that.
Yeah, well, therein lies the problem. It's leadership, and players taking hold and taking a grasp of you're always going to have moments and parts of a game where, for any sporting team, that things aren't going to plan. And it isn't about drastic changes. It's about simplifying things. And look, it's easy to analyze afterwards, and sometimes a bit unfair, because I think if you're a player there, you feel you have to go. And Munster's approach was to try and keep pace in the game and go quick. You know, Munster get a penalty early on in the game. Ethan Coughlin taps it, runs across the field. It's a terrible decision. But I understand where he's coming from, because going into the game, and in the last couple of times that Munster played against the Sharks down there, you know, when they held the ball and had a bit of pace and zip in their game, they caused, you know, the Sharks' problems. Even go back to that, you know, that game last year, that knockout game where it went to penalties and stuff. You know, Munster were incredibly brave there in the way they played. And a couple of years back, they got a draw there as well. I think 2 or 3 years ago. You know, it's always difficult going to South Africa, but yeah. I think it's down to, probably just taking a little grip. You know, the old kind of simplistic part of rugby is sometimes just keep it direct, kick well, be patient. And that's probably what was needed a little bit, because you know, the Sharks kicked the ball 33 times on last Saturday, and Munster kicked it 18 times. I'm not advocating for kicking for the sake of it, but you mentioned the contestables there and getting a return on them, very poor return on them. But you know, the territory. And then I suppose when your scrum is under so much pressure as well, you know, you're trying to keep the ball in play as well and keep it in field. But yeah, they lacked that little bit of composure and patience to try and simplify things, because you know, when you're holding on to the ball for two, three phases, it's easy. You know, the Sharks were never fatigued at any stage in that game.
No, they certainly weren't, and it was not too far off Munster's record. The field manager John Smith misses conversion right at the end, and that would have made it 47, which would have been worse than the 60-14 defeat suffered by Munster away to Cardiff in 2004. And that was a tough week for Munster as well, after losing to Wasps the previous week as well. Quinny, you were obviously there on the team at that point. I mean, like, how did you recover from that? How did you bounce back from that, or
Well,
how did it
yeah.
all
Look,
go?
it's not. It was. I played in that game. I came back after a shoulder injury. My first game back over in Cardiff, and we were beaten 60 points to 14. It was no fun. We were beaten by Wasps the week before in the, was that the semi-final in
Semis, yeah.
Europe? So yeah, I think it was a complete second string team and probably a patched together team. Cardiff were, you know, very strong. A lot of internationals at that time, and they put us to the sword. Yeah, we weren't pleased with that. I think a little bit of different context, as I said there, it's not an excuse, because that was a dreadful experience, and to lose a game by that much, yeah, look, it's no fun losing, but I think and there's no there's I think you don't want to be involved in teams that lose. And unfortunately, this team, you know, they won their first five league games this year. They beat an Argentinian side. Their seventh game of the season, they were 21-6 up against the Stormers. Things were looking very, very positive, and it's just unraveled. And, you know, we can't hide away from the fact here, guys, that, again, obviously you look at head coach and coaches and the assistants and all that, and they're the guys who prepare the team. But the quality of players here as well, they're not performing to a level that's required. And they're coming up against good teams. But unfortunately, as I said, you're losing eight games out of your last 12. Mm. And in the middle of and those eight losses, you go out of Europe against Casts at home. Mm. You lose 28-3 in Belfast, which was horrendous. You lose 45-0 against the Sharks at the weekend. Some of the other losses, the loss in Toulon was, all you can do is tip your hat to them and say, wow, brilliant. You should have won, could have won. The Leinster performance at Christmas, you know, very unlucky not to win that game. So there's a couple in there that, even the game over in Glasgow, to lose 31-22 against Glasgow, I thought there was, you could take stuff out of that. Mm. Take some positives. No positives out of the weekend. I think it's just down to players now got to step up and react. And you can have all the tactics in the world. You notice as a coach, Fiona, I think it's maybe they're just not good enough. And that's not to be offensive to anybody, but maybe they're just not good enough.
But how can you be good enough at the start of the season then, Quinny? Like, how can you win those games at the start of the season?
I think it's different teams you're playing. You know, you start off away to the Scarlets, who were very, you know, not the strongest team with all due respect at the time. A dangerous team. You have a strong platform. You bring aggression. You have a good, you know, you have a good Munster team out that day to get a result. Mm. Fortunate against Cardiff and Thomond Park at times, win. Fortunate against Edinburgh and Cork, brilliant results against Leinster in Croke Park. Very patchy at times against Connacht, some really good moments, 117-15. So yeah, like, you win those games because I think you're probably playing better.
Mm.
More organized, you have a bit more spring in your step. And like winning and losing, it becomes a habit, you know. So you win, when you're winning a lot, you seem to get the bounce of the ball and your work rate is high, and losing can become a little bit of a habit. But I think they've been found out a little bit, in the sense that you know, you can't continually make these errors, you know. Okay, so we take back it's not trying to insult anybody or be ruthless here. But when you lose eight games out of 12, there's a problem. And I've said this a few times, you know, Clayton McMillan, it's difficult, very difficult to judge a coach and say, well, it's the coach's fault or it's the coach's fault. The head coach's fault has come in. He's come into a group that none of these players are his players, essentially. He hasn't recruited them. He hasn't signed them. We had him on the podcast. We asked him about all the changes, and he's trying to see players, he said, and keep them fresh with a view to a really good kick and run in to the season, particularly this run in now for after the Six Nations. So it can go two ways for Munster. They can finish the season really strong and get themselves together and be in the playoffs for the URC and be in Europe next year, which is absolutely vital. Mm. But there's a lot of players underperforming, and it's not just a one-off game.
Yeah, that's fair.
Dragons and Cork, poor. You know, you don't get a bonus point there. Some poor performances in that. Glasgow, some positives. You know, Zebra a couple of weeks ago, you know, below what you want to expect. Very, very flat performance. So there's a run of matches here and there's a run of form. And maybe the disjointed nature of the last 2 months doesn't help, because maybe they just need games. Maybe they need to get some of the, you know, get the engine fired up and get running and play week after week. You know, again, you play Glasgow, you have 3 weeks at Zebra, then you don't play again for another. So you have 2 games maybe in 6-7 weeks. And then you go to South Africa, which no matter what time of the year or what year it's been or how good your form has been in, it's always a difficult challenge for any team.
And that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to the full episode where we look ahead to the clash with the Wolves this weekend, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member on the Goal Out app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot.